USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military confirming that two American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. No details given about how they died, and their names have been withheld for now. At least six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan this year. Meanwhile, yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was saying that the U.S. and the Taliban may be able to reach a peace deal by September.
The core of America's Afghanistan talks is a resolve that terrorists can never again exploit Afghanistan for their evil purposes. We are intensely grateful for India's advice and support to ensure that we are successful in this endeavor.
Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin now says the U.S. and China have almost come to an agreement on a new trade deal, saying it's about 90% there, and he believes President Trump and the Chinese president can make further progress at the G20 summit this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and a resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The U.S. has reportedly been talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in telling reporters today that the U.S. has proposed working-level negotiations, which have stalled since President Trump's second summit with the North Korean leader. Moon saying there was no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations and that, quote, both sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third summit. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign ministry lashing out at the U.S. today, saying comments by top Trump advisors about sanctions and North Korean human rights violations had amounted to hostility and vicious slander. Democratic presidential hopefuls holding their first debate tonight in Miami. 10 of the candidates will take the stage, and 10 will be on the stage tomorrow night. Both debates will start at 9 p.m. Eastern, and they'll be aired on NBC networks. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. State Department says there's international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars on that country's military to keep dictator Nicolas Maduro in power, sending nothing towards humanitarian aid. John Clemens has more on the story.
Special Representative for Venezuela Elliot Abrams says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents, while Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
Donations to religious organizations are down. The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.